Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And today we have Dr. Jean Logan is back with us. Yay. And today we're talking about letting go of who you were. So this is going to be an interesting conversation about letting go of who you were. So we're going to be talking about, you know, during the call, we're going to be talking about glyphs and what they are for those of you who may be new to Dr. Jean Logan's work. We're going to be talking about, you know, what is possible for all of us, right? How, you know, the emotional, physical healing and what you can expect a little bit from the glyphs, you know, no guarantees. We're going to talk about that. We're going to be talking about letting go of who you were, what that means, and how that's possible for us, and much more based on your questions too. So whatever is coming up for you. So if you have a question about glyphs or something specific about a glyph that you would like to work with, or if you have something going on that you would like some help with, let us know, and you can hit star two to raise your hand, or you can submit a question on the Q&A. And for those of you who don't know Dr. Jean Logan, Dr. Jean Logan is an ordained minister of Universal Light Church. She has a doctorate in holistic nutritional healing and is president of Holy Ground Farm, Inc., a nonprofit that provides services to Indigenous children. And Jean has an extensive knowledge of many types of alternative healing. She's the author of Unlocking the Power of Glyphs, Sacred Symbols of Light, Symbols of the Dawn, and recently released Sacred Symbols Healing Cards. And so now all of these are in over 70 countries, and the manuals are available through Amazon. We have them here as well. You can find out about Dr. Jean as well from going to drjeanlogan.com or holygroundfarm.org. And all profits from the sale of the books and cards are used to assist homeless children through the nonprofit Holy Ground Farm, which is presently helping to support two orphanages in Nepal and funding teachers in remote villages. And so Jean has been a conscious channel for more than 12 years, and she's constantly receiving downloads and information from Source that is, you know, upgrading and giving her more and more information about what is coming up, you know, how we can shift into the fifth dimension with ease, for example. So we're going to talk to Dr. Jean about all of that and much more. So please join me in welcoming Dr. Jean Logan to the show. So welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Hilara. This is delightful to be here again, and I'm looking forward to sharing what I have and telling people all about the glyphs.
Absolutely.
Why don't I start?
Go ahead, and why don't you start with telling us a little bit about what glyphs are, how you came up with them, like how you received the information and so on.
Right. First of all, what a glyph is. There are some people who are probably thinking, well, what is a glyph? That's G-L-Y-P-H. A glyph, think of hieroglyphics, like little carvings on the stone and the pyramids. A glyph is a symbol, a drawing or carving that has meaning to it. And today what we're talking about is a symbol that is drawn on a piece of paper. And apparently, that's why I came to this earth. I didn't know that years ago, because talking about who we were, years ago, I was the most frightened, ill at ease, introverted. And if anybody had ever told me I would be doing this, I would never have believed it, because I was the least, what I felt was the least likely candidate. And that is who I was. And it took time. Apparently, I chose this mission before I came to this earth. And the reason I was so fearful, I think, and introverted is because it forced me to seek out changes in my life. And one of the things, my fear controlled me, absolutely controlled me. And so I was always trying to overcome fear, and I had a lot of medical issues, and basically, I was a neurotic, and I actually turned down a college education because I was afraid I would have to speak in front of people. So that's how fearful I was. And at some point, I must have st- started thinking about glyphs. And what amazes me, even some old clothing I have that I'm hanging on to from years ago, it has glyphs on it. This was before I ever got started in glyphs. So apparently, inwardly I knew, but I didn't know that I knew.
Mm-hmm.
So I kept wondering what glyphs were all about, and I'd look it up on the internet and didn't find much. But then someone sent me a glyph on an email, and it looked like a little drawing of a bug, and it said it would remove fear from our bodies, fear that was held within us with parasites, and that we had this since Atlantis and Babylonia. And I thought that was that magic word, fear, that we could use this glyph to get rid of fear. And I tried it, and I had the most astounding results. And I asked my guides, how does somebody do that? They could create a glyph that would remove parasites that held fear in us. And so they gave me some guidance on how to create a glyph. And I went ahead and followed the guidance. And first I didn't have much going on with it, but then someone called me who had dropped a glass bowl or broken a glass bowl and got a piece in their foot, and 2 weeks later it was very badly infected. And so she asked what could she do, and I asked her if she'd be willing to try a glyph that I would create, and she was willing to try this. I drew two glyphs, one to speed healing and one to kill a bacteria, and the next morning, she said, wow, these are working. She says the pain is gone and the swelling is gone and the redness is gone. And so that was my first success.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized that the reason that I couldn't get anywhere with my initial efforts to create one for joy and energy were because we are holding so much emotional baggage inside us. And so the first one I created after that was to remove fear. And so after I created it and I put it on my solar plexus, and I just felt, whoa, I could feel stuff coming, literally being pulled out of me. And I just kept on. I created one for sadness, for heartache, for resentment and anger. And I was so depressed when I started. I was very depressed, and I had no reason why. And I could feel like crying for no reason. And this started leaving me. The depression was left, and the fear eased. I can't say it all happened overnight. I kept using them. And the thing is, it's in layers. And we have to remember that we have hundreds of past lives. So slowly, it was removing more and more things. And I never intended to put a book out there. I never would have dreamed it. At the time, you couldn't pay me to even think about it. But the more I kept using them, I kept feeling better about myself and better about who I am. And I began to be able to love in a way that I could not before. Before, the fear just smothered any feelings of love in me. And as time went by, I felt like love was all I knew, was what I understood. Mm-hmm. And I was getting nudges from everybody to go ahead and write my first book, which in that I put the glyphs to heal all the emotions, to heal the anger, to heal the heartache. I have about 10 to 12 glyphs in the first book that will heal the damaged emotions. And when people get the book, I encourage them to start and just keep on cycling those through, because it takes time. We didn't get all those negative emotions overnight, and they won't go away overnight, but they do go surprisingly fast. I just found a way. Now, I want to explain about the book for those who don't know. The first book has 30 glyphs in it, and in the book, each glyph has a what I'll call a header page with a large picture of the glyph. It tells about the glyph, how to use it, and it has a statement or prayer or affirmation. Then it has a what I call a patch page. That's a page with 16 of the same glyphs on. because there are times you will just take one and you might tape it to your solar plexus. Another time you might take a half a page and put them under your feet at night. There's many ways that you can use them. You might use four of them at a time. And so you use as 16 patch pages. And when you have the ebook, the nice thing about the ebooks is you can just print right from the book. You can go ahead and send the page of your glyphs right to the printer. And as when I finished my first book, I thought, well, I'm done now. But no, that didn't happen. I began communicating directly with Source. I asked one day if I wondered if Source would talk to me, and I heard, yes, I'll talk to you. And I was totally amazed, and I got a page that was very profound but very simple about you and I are one, and we are one with all things. And I was told that, please understand, in order to learn, you must speak out. When you speak out, others will listen, and they will learn. And so it was just one page, but it was just really very touching, very beautiful. And so after this time, I started communicating directly with Source, and Source would tell me what glyphs that I should create, and he would give me the instructions on how to program it. I say he. I'm not really calling God a he. Just Source. We'll call it Source. And so that just continued on, and it seemed like it still hasn't stopped. I've finished three books now, and I'm working on my fourth. And so I just have to go one day at a time, and I don't quit until God says I quit, because that's who I work for. That's the boss. Mm-hmm. So let's say partner. Right. I think we're past the time where we think of God as way up there, but just within us and working with us.
Absolutely. I totally agree. You know, one of the key points that you made, Jean, was about using the glyphs, actually using the glyphs regularly, consistently for a while, not just once, not just reading about it in the book and thinking about maybe I'll do it, you know, but actually using the glyphs, right?
Right, and using them regularly. A lot of people, they think, okay, well, I'm finished. I went through all the first book, and it's not quite that simple. Like I said, it took a long time to accumulate that stuff. And so it takes a while, but you feel better and better. And so I encourage people to do that. But one of the things in the first book also is a detoxification glyph. And I can say without batting an eye that has got to be the best detoxification, the easiest and the simplest. You take four of the patch page, cut them out in a strip, and then I recommend putting the parasite, the one to remove parasites, underneath it, and taking those and taping it under your rib cage on the right side to clean out your liver. And I encourage use of the parasite glyph at the same time, because you don't know whether you have parasites.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people have had them for years and have no idea. And if you are doing a detox and you have parasites, you will not get much done, because the parasites will keep putting out toxic matter. And if you use it and you have no parasites, well, nothing's lost. It's the worst that can happen with the use of the glyphs is nothing. That's the worst. At best, a lot will happen. The glyphs are always putting out energy. They are always doing what they're programmed to do, regardless.
So here's a silly question. So when you have the glyphs, you print them out, right, and you put them on your body, right? So you put them face down, like,
I put them face down, and I do have a question and answer section on my website that answers a lot of those questions. I put them face to the body, but I feel it doesn't really matter, because when I created the one for Candida, I had a terrible case of Candida. And so I had it a full page. I just cut out the extra papers, or a page around the edges, and I had laid it by my bedside. And I find your body has cycles, and when you first wake up in the morning, it is the most sensitive.
Mm.
And so when I woke up, I took that page for Candida, and I could feel, of course, I had it facing one hand and the back facing the other hand. I could feel the energy traveling up my arms. It went up all my arms, up my neck, and right into my brain.
Mm-hmm.
And so I realized then I had a bad case of systemic candida that had even gone into the brain. And I could really feel that when it was working on the brain. And I used that for a couple days. And that the one for candida is marvelous. It is so marvelous. I mean, candida is a tough one. You can work at that for months and struggle along. But this really will knock out the candida. And there are no side effects because it transitions it to light, and it mm-hmm. transitions the dye off to light. Everything is transitioned to light, and when whatever is in the body that is being removed, it is replaced with the light of God.
Beautiful.
So it doesn't matter which way you use it. It seems to me, but I do always face it to the body, the picture.
Perfect.
It's just a habit, really.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I think it's just the intention of using it, you know, or not the intention, but actually using it and the intention of whatever is in the glyph, the programming of the glyph. And I know, like, you know, some people are going to, like, want to go straight to, you know, the advanced section, you know. Let's say they just want consciousness, for example, right? They're going to just, like, that's what I want. I'm going to just put that one on. Is that going to be effective if we haven't dealt with all the emotions?
No, I don't think so. I don't think mm-hmm. you're ready. I try to encourage people to start with the first book. Now, that doesn't mean, like if you have an eye problem, it doesn't mean you can't take a glyph from the second book for your eyes or, mm-hmm. or for your gallbladder or something where you or a heart problem. The heart glyph is very powerful. And mm-hmm. if you have a serious medical issue, I certainly wouldn't blame anybody if they start with one of those glyphs as well. You could use a couple of the emotional healing glyphs and still use one, or like for the heart or the eyes or something. But I do caution people not to try to pile on too many at one time,
mm-hmm.
especially those with physical healing, because using too many too fast, you're moving energy, and it's going to make you a little woozy. I would not use two or three of them and then try to go out and drive. Let's give yourself a little break. Give time for that energy to be adjusted in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And one woman who was very ill, she had emphysema and other chronic issues. She smoked for 40 years, and she tried to use five of them all at one time for physical healing on the solar plexus. And she said after 15 minutes, she found it very painful and had to remove it. And it took a little while for the pain to stop. So
mm-hmm.
if you're, don't try to fix the whole body at one time.
Right.
Don't do that.
be honoring of the body too, you know.
Especially to begin with.
Yeah.
After you get used to them and you use them a few weeks or months, then you can experiment a little more. And don't be afraid to experiment. And whatever guidance comes through, go ahead and follow it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the book will give you a lot of information on how to use it, but there are no wrong ways to use the glyph. And if you get some feeling that you should try it a certain way, then go ahead and do that. Because
right.
everybody has got intuition, and that's one of the things you want to do is develop that intuition. And they also have guides who are helping them. And I tell people that when they get their e-books, print out all the table of contents right away
mm-hmm.
and put them in a nice binder and then take some time to look at them and see what is in them. Don't write me and say, do you have a glyph for this when you got it right in front of you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Wait until you've looked at everything first.
Yeah.
So just get comfortable with what's in those because if you're ever in a situation where you've been working with them, with the emotional healing ones, and you want to do something more complicated, you have somebody in the family with dementia, then you will be able to sit there and look at them and think, okay, what would I use for dementia? Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of serious illnesses, you will want to use a series of glyphs.
Yeah,
and so this
sense.
Will help you. Everybody needs to develop your intuition. We've been so busy going to doctors, turning ourselves, our bodies, over to their control, where we've lost our intuition. We've just buried it. And we let them call all the shots, and we don't want to do that anymore. You mm-hmm. want to be in charge of your body. And the second book has got a lot of glyphs for the eyes. For every gland and organ, there is a glyph in that book that will help you with that issue.
Beautiful.
And it has helped
now,
a lot of people. Go ahead.
Now, I'm going to be one of those people that says, okay, so I just have a question about blah, blah, blah. Do you have a glyph for that? Because I'll be honest, I'm on a new computer. So all of your stuff is on my old computer. It's like, you know, so I noticed recently, like really recently, that I've been developing like this psoriasis, the skin thing. It's like, what is going on? Because, I mean, I used to get it once in a while, and I realized it was like when I was not expressing myself, you know, like not expressing my truth, I would get this little spot of, you know, psoriasis thing. And then as soon as I expressed whatever it was, it would go away. And now over the past week or two, there's like a lot more. And I think, what's going on? Like, you know, like obviously I'm releasing, I'm purging, something's going on, you know, so perhaps, you know, using one of the glyphs would help to ease that and maybe speed up the process of that, of the releasing and purging, whatever's happening.
Yes, but you want to do the releasing and the purging of the emotional issues.
Yes.
At the basis of the of that issue, of the psoriasis, are emotional issues.
Yeah.
And so you want to work with those emotional issues. Oftentimes, we want to treat the symptom
mm-hmm.
without treating the cause.
Mm-hmm.
And the emotions mm-hmm. are the symptom. And there's nothing wrong with healing both, like eyes, if one has glaucoma or something. There are emotional issues at the core. So
yeah.
people want to be, there's a saying, what is it you don't want to see?
Mm-hmm.
And with skin issues, a lot of times it's detoxification as well. You
yeah.
really want to be detoxing the body. You want to take those glyphs and detox that liver, including the one for parasites, and then
mm-hmm.
go ahead and use it on the left side for the spleen.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would take a whole page of the parasite glyphs and lay them across the abdomen.
Right.
Because
okay.
Oftentimes skin issues are toxic matter in the body as well as the emotional issues.
Okay, good to know. Thank you.
And put them under the feet too.
Yeah.
Now there is
okay.
a glyph for skin, and you could use that, but again, you're treating the symptom.
Yeah.
It may work, but it may not last.
Yeah.
When you treat
yeah.
the symptom, that's the thing is, it may not last. This is like it happens. You see a lot of people with cancer. They go ahead and they treat the cancer, and they say, oh, the cancer is gone. And
mm-hmm.
then months later or a year or two later, it's
it
back again because
yeah.
the emotional issue at the core is not gone.
Yeah. And that's, you know, honestly, that's what I fear for my mother. You know, it's like she had cancer, but the emotional issues are still there. All that anger, bitterness, resentment, blah, 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 is still there. And she doesn't know how to heal that. And I don't know if she's ready to heal that kind of thing. So here I am, like, knowing that she hasn't healed any of that. And, you know, so it's like I'm just waiting for the, you know, second diagnosis.
Right, you're like something to happen. But you can help her. There's a glyph in the first book called Reaching Out.
Mm-hmm.
And you can put her name on that.
Right.
And ask with permission of her soul, you can just say, have a statement, if her soul grants permission,
yeah.
that it will remove layers of anger and resentment.
Mm-hmm.
It will be subtle. It will mm-hmm. take a period of time, but it is a way of healing her because our parents are not open to all this stuff. They probably
right.
think we're, they, a lot of us, they think we're crazy. So,
yeah.
Or our children think we're crazy, one or the other.
That's for sure. Yes. And that's fine. I mean, it's fine. Go ahead and think I'm
right.
crazy.
So you could,
but when they need help, they're like, Mom, can you send me some healing? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So I would keep using it. It will go on for 6 weeks, and then I would talk. No, the glyphs have consciousness. Just tell the glyph to start over again, and keep it on. And I would be surprised if she doesn't show some difference, because a lot of people have reported that this glyph has helped people in their family.
Perfect.
So I would definitely give that a try. And then if you've done it for a while and you see some improvement, then you might go on and use the one for her for higher consciousness.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you. And I love how you said to talk to her soul and get permission, you know.
Right. Because you do need to ask permission. And only one time have I been turned down.
Right.
The soul told me, no, you are not to do anything for this person. Because they chose to come in that way. It was my nephew, and they say he chose to come in that way, and he does not want to change. He was retarded, and her is retarded. And that's the only time I've ever had that happen, told not to do it.
Yeah, and sometimes people have those contracts or those, you know, those choices, you know, and free will is so important, you know. So totally agree. So, Jean, we have some questions. Do you want to take a live caller question?
Sure thing.
Absolutely. All right. So we're going to go to phone number ending in 9306. 9306. I'm going to unmute you.
Hi.
Hello.
Linda.
Hi. Hi, Linda.
How are you? I have a question. With the books that you have out, are all of them dealing with negative emotions?
No, just the first book. Just the first book has the emotional healing glyphs, and it has the detox glyph, and it has the one to kill bacteria and viruses, also clearing the chakras and clearing the meridians. It has 30 glyphs. And then when it goes into the second and third book, the second book is basically physical issues, all physical parts of the body. Then the third book goes into a lot of energy healing. It has an emulation of an Edgar Cayce remedy called the wet cell battery. It has energy release ones. And I also included a few for problems we have in our garden with aphids or mildew and so forth to help us in our garden or help the growers.
So what is the name of the first book?
The first book is Unlocking the Power of Glyphs.
Unlocking. Okay. The reason I'm asking is because I know that most of 90% of all illnesses is caused because of negative emotions that we have not cleared.
Mm-hmm. Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean we can't get some relief with the glyphs from the other things with like for the heart glyph, the heart glyph can actually resolve serious heart issues, but again, that there's an emotional issue behind it.
Right. Okay. That's all I really wanted to know. I mean, you are wonderful, and I appreciate that you've done this. It's very nice for all of us. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Thank you, Linda.
Oh, thank
you. You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Hold on 1 second. Okay, so that's the thing, that you have these glyphs that are out there for all of us to use to ease the symptoms as well as to release those emotions, those negative emotions that are holding us back and, you know, creating so much havoc in our systems. When I'm talking about systems, I'm talking about the mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical. And sometimes, you know, just having that awareness that there is something out there that can help, it's just so, it's reassuring, you know. It's like, okay, there's something there. We can try that and see how that works. But the point is to try it and see it and play with it and allow it to do its work, right?
Right, right. People ask me sometimes, they say, oh, well, you probably have to believe in it for it to work. But the animals, dogs and cats, it works very well on them, and they don't believe in anything. But on the other hand, they have no doubt. They have no skepticism. They're not sitting there thinking, well, I'm going to get my money back if this doesn't work. They just are. And that really is a plus. So when people use them, I just let go. If you can't put positive energy behind it, don't put any energy, because even expectations, judgment, waiting for something to happen is putting out an energy that will interfere. Every healer out there knows you kind of try to get rid of expectations when you're working with someone.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I have a question from Caroline on the Q&A, and she's talking about menopausal symptoms, hot flashes, heavy-duty heart palpitations, and irritation, skin crawling. Can you give some information or awareness about that? And are there glyphs for that? And what would be useful or beneficial?
Yes, there's a glyph for female reproductive system, and that should help that considerably.
Mm-hmm.
Now, understand, it has a certain anti-aging ability to it. So you want to be cautious, and I don't know that I've heard anybody have any problem, but if you find you no longer having periods and they start again, then you want to take precautions, because you could be turning back the clock and ovulating again when you had stopped ovulating.
Mm-hmm.
So think about that. Will you use it?
Yeah, that's funny. I mean, I wouldn't mind the anti-aging for other things, but yeah, don't want to go back.
Yeah,
to...
right. Everybody wants to turn back the clock, but they don't want to have to deal with having a period every month anymore.
Exactly.
They say, oh no, that's we don't want that again.
No, exactly.
No, thank you.
Good to know. So, Jean, I wanted to talk a little bit as well about letting go of who you were. What does that mean? And can you talk about that?
Well, when we talk about who I was this terribly frightened and very unhappy and depressed person. And as I continued on and on, I felt better and better. And you will feel better about yourself. You will feel lighter and you will feel happier. But as you continue to peel off all of those layers, you will, at the very center is who you really are. I went from years ago having no clue why I was on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
And now I know exactly why I came here. I know exactly who I am. And that is the greatest feeling in the world, when you peel off all those layers and you get lighter and lighter, and then your mission just kind of comes to you, the fog lifts, and you realize why you signed on for this mission. What did you plan for before you came in to this incarnation? You will understand, and it will be clear to you. So that's letting go of whoever you were with all that junk that you were carrying around to being who you really came here to be, and understanding why you came here.
So how did you do that? What did you do? Were there certain glyphs that you used for that?
I used the emotional ones the most at first.
Mm-hmm.
I just kept using them continually, and then I got where I would take a half a page and put it by my side. Well, even just recently, I had a half of a page of the one to remove fear.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it by the bedside. It's kind of like a size of my hand. And when I woke up in the morning, when I was still half asleep, I took that whole page, put it between my hands, and kind of tucked it under my face and laid there real quiet. And I felt stuff coming out of my legs. The next morning I did it, I could feel stuff coming out of my abdomen and my stomach. And I connected the idea, I've had irritable bowel problems for years, and I realized that that was probably due to all that fear I was holding in the abdomen, in the intestines, in the stomach. And that was pulling all that out at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what I mean, where you keep using them, and I suggest everyone try a half a page putting it by your bedside, the one for sadness, the one for heartache, the one for anger. And just one at a time, first thing in the morning, you hold up between your hands and just let that, to me it was the fastest experience, although maybe when you start, you might want it to not to go that fast. But under your feet is another way. Although sometimes if it's too intense, you have to take it off. So you have to go at a pace that you feel comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
So don't try to do too much at first. Just ease into it and see how that works. But keep using them, and then it's just like an awakening, a slow awakening. When I got where I put out my first book and then the second book, then it was just apparent to me that this is why I'm here. And it was an amazing experience. It was just, it's such a wonderful feeling to know
mm-hmm.
who you are and what you came to this earth for. And it's just, there's no way to describe it. It's
absolutely
just a joyful feeling.
Yeah, and so many people are still searching for that. They're looking for that answer, you know? They're trying to find out what that is, right? Right? So that's why
right. And oftentimes they're asking other people, and
yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with going to a really good psychic or reader or something.
Mm-hmm.
I do encourage people to check for some kind of references on that, because I think we've all wasted a lot of money on people who told us stuff that never did materialize. So we just get some good resources there.
Absolutely. I totally agree.
Right.
Right.
Now, with the second book,
yeah.
I would have physical problems that I would, I created a lot of the glyphs to heal my physical problems. I had a serious heart condition. So serious that I wanted to go on a sweat lodge, and my guides told me, do not go, your heart cannot stand it.
Mm.
And that really kind of panicked me, and I wrote that glyph in order to heal my heart, and I would get such chest pains. And from the time I started using it, and I wrapped the glyph in a cotton cloth and put it behind my bra strap over my back of my heart chakra, which was convenient for us women.
Mm-hmm.
And I never had chest pains again, but I was told to keep using it for several months. I did have a valve problem. So I never had a problem with chest pains after that. And when a test came later, the valve problem was gone. So,
nice.
Yeah, right. And one woman, a doctor called me from Vermont, and he said, could you add something to that heart glyph? To correct the timing of the heart. And I said, you tell me what you want it to say, and I will add it.
Mm-hmm.
So he gave me a sentence to include, and I reprogrammed the heart glyph with that sentence. And several weeks later, a woman called me who was using that glyph on her 89-year-old father that they wanted to put a pacemaker in. And after she used it for 2 weeks, they told her that he didn't need a pacemaker anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So at first I tried to not encourage people to use these on their parents and grandparents, but they do it anyway, and people have gotten such good results of not, it's not going to heal an 80, 85-year-old person's problems, but it gave them more comfort in their life.
Mm-hmm.
It helped them avoid surgery. That's a big thing.
Absolutely.
To avoid surgery.
Yeah.
In an elderly person, which is insane anyway, but unless they have to.
Yeah, no, that's true. And, you know, and
right.
That's what, you know, so many of us are looking for, is that quality of life and that ease, you know, with our lives. And especially, well, I think basically that's what we're all looking for and searching for, right?
Right, right.
So I have another question on the Q&A really quickly. It's about, do the glyphs need to be touching your skin, or could you just lay them on you, like on your clothes?
Now, I put them touching my skin, but I find that it won't hurt if you wrap them in a piece of cloth
mm-hmm.
and do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Or some people, they always ask, can you laminate them? You can do anything you want. You can laminate them.
Mm-hmm.
I did use a packing tape on them to make them last longer, but I discontinued any kind of lamination. I feel the same way like a lot of you out there might work with crystals. And
yeah.
I wouldn't put my crystals in a plastic bag to use
mm-hmm.
them.
Mm-hmm.
I might put them in some cloth, but I would not in a cloth sack, but not in a plastic bag. So I
yeah.
feel that way about the – I would rather wrap them in a piece of cloth. Now, if you have to use them somewhere where they're going to get wet, I even wrap them in a little saran wrap because once they get damaged, that's it. They're gone. Throw them, tear them in half, and throw them away. You can use them over again. And one of the things I do, I was talking about having the binder. When you print out your glyphs to use, you would put those papers in your binder. But I got myself a fishing tackle, a small, clear fishing tackle box, and I put the glyphs that I used that were still good. Because if you get an expensive paper, you may want to keep them. And there's nothing wrong with using them again. And there's no harm with using them on another member of the family if they're in good condition.
Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, with crystals, you can put them directly on your skin or you know,
yes,
if you're...
You could,
cold,
or
there's on top
people,
of you.
Right, there's people you can sit there and put your feet on them, even with your socks on. Open the book and put your feet on them. And a lot of
so
people...
That's fine.
Right, and one doctor said he's got one in his a book in his office, and when the patients come in, he has them open the page and put their hands on the page of glyphs and stuff, and they seem to get a lot out of that.
Mm-hmm. Good. So Dolores is asking a question, just some clarification. So why isn't it advantageous to use them on older people? I am 81, and I use healings on myself all the time that really seem to work, so I'm confused by your comment.
No, I didn't mean they shouldn't use them. I meant sometimes your parents will reject that idea.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times our parents will think what we're doing, they're victims of mind control by the medical establishment.
Right.
And so they would not want them on themselves, that this is when I would use them remotely, asking permission of their soul.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this woman who had the 89-year-old father, apparently he had no problem with her putting them right on him. So that's fine. If your if your parent or grandparent or whatever or your want is willing, then that's fine.
Yeah.
But a lot of times they – and I didn't mean people should buy them – to save their grandparent who has already picked out a cemetery plot.
Mm.
But if you can do with them what you want. You can use them on, I feel different now. I feel like go ahead and use them on, it may make, even if their time is near, maybe it will make them more comfortable.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. Yeah, and you know, sometimes that comfortableness and that ease, even at the end, it can really help them to transition, you know, more easily as well, right, with more peace.
Right, but there's a lot of older people who buy the glyphs for themselves and have gotten a lot of results from them, so there's certainly no problem. I think they should do anything. We have the power, actually have the power to regenerate ourselves.
Yeah.
We've been buying into this that we are programmed. We're literally, the cells in our bodies are programmed. And so we need to reprogram them according to what we want the program to be and not what somebody else wants the program to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so Dolores wrote back, thank you for your answer. I am relieved. Yes.
Okay.
I'm glad you asked. So I just want to take a few moments to talk about the special offers that we have. For those of you who are on the live page, just click on special offer. And those of you on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Jean14. And so basically there's three packages here, package A, B, and C with Jean. So Jean, do you want to just talk about them quickly?
Right.
Briefly.
With A, they would get all three e-books. Now, these are e-books. And they would also get, I was guided to create a special antibiotic glyph. I was told there was they used the word toxic virus that was created. And it doesn't seem like they're going to use it for, I mean, you know, I'm afraid there are dark forces out there who would like to see a whole bunch of us dead, and that may not ever be used, but this one will be in the package, a special one. And it also would be able to resolve serious mutating viruses like AIDS, Lyme disease, and hepatitis. And what I recommend if when people get that package, if you're working with Lyme disease, then I recommend having that glyph professionally put on a few T-shirts, and it will instruct how to do it so that you can continue to wear that as much as possible. Because if you try to wear it at night and then leave it off all day, then the virus is starting to replicate itself again. And there's also, and I call that the sacred, the Moo glyph, because I got this, and there's a little cute little story that goes with this. When I built my chapel, I wanted to put some stained glass window on that had a symbol to it. And I came up into my office, and there was a book lying on the floor. And I picked it up and put it back on the shelf, and I turned around to walk away, and there was the book, fell on the floor again. And I looked at the book, and it was The Sacred Symbols of Mu, mm-hmm. by James Churchwood. And I opened it up, and there was that symbol, and that was the one I was guided to have put for that healing for antibiotic glyph. And that book is also the e-book, The Sacred Symbols of Mu, will be included in that first package for $97. And then the second, when someone contacted me after I came out with my first book, and they asked if they could workshop my books, and I thought, wow, that's great. And it was a real win-win thing. And I made copies of the programming statements that were given to me by Source to give to her to help her teach the class. So there were 30 of them. Then when she went on to the second book, I printed out 30 more, sent her 30 more. And so I've added a few more, and I'm including that for people who are healers, who want to learn more about the glyphs, for people who want to teach about the glyphs. And I'm including that with all the things in package A for $147 for the, I think there's about 70 programming glyphs in the package.
Mm-hmm. And then, for C,
I included a consultation. I charge $150 an hour for a consultation. So for an extra $50, you get all an A and B, plus an hour's consultation, which is a really good deal, and you can divide it in half, and that's probably usually the way we do it, because there's not enough to keep you busy for 30 minutes at a time, and then you want to use them and call back again. So mm-hmm. they'll get an hour's consultation along with A, B, and C, or the A and B, and mm-hmm. that's $197.
Beautiful. Thank you. And these offers are all available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Jean14. That's J-E-A-N 14. Thank you. And, you know, you're right. The 1 hour sometimes, you know, if you break it up into two sessions, then, you know, the first 30 minutes, you can ask about what's coming up for you right now. And then after you start using the glyphs a little bit more, then you might have some follow-up questions. And that's a great time to use the second 30 minutes, right?
Right, right. And the money that we make does go to help help these children in orphanages in Nepal. And I just was in contact with an organization in Africa to help mm-hmm. some children. We're just getting started and getting information we need. One has to be careful when you work with other countries to make sure this is a good organization.
Absolutely. So I have a question from Colette, which is a really interesting one. I love it. And so she's asking, how about making the glyphs into temporary tattoos?
Hello?
Yeah. Hold on. What's going on? Yeah. So.
Okay. All right. I've got cut off for a minute.
No worries. I was wondering.
We looked into that, and I thought, oh, it sounds like such a great idea, and it is a great idea. But I would see ads where they'd say, oh, 3 cents a tattoo, but it turned out you need to buy 500,000 of them. And if you only are trying, if I want to just have a few hundred made, then the price is extremely different. So I was I looked into many of them, several of them that make tattoos, and I'm still interested in doing it. But right now I'm kind of a one-man show, and I'm trying to just work with the glyphs here. And I've asked the universe to send me somebody to help me work with this, because if I had somebody marketing, working on connecting with these places that make the glyphs and working on that, it would be a big help.
Absolutely. Great question, though. Thank you, Colette.
Good idea, yes.
Yeah, great idea. I love it. But the thing is, with the temporary tattoos, if you need to leave the glyph on for 6 weeks and the temporary tattoo is gone after a few days, you know, that's the thing too, right? So it's a...
Right. What I would suggest, if it's on the solar, try not to scrub it off too fast, you know. Don't worry about a missing a spot when you take a shower. Or there are other types of patches too, where the glyph is on the patch, and it's a patch like that stays on like you would a medical patch.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen those kind too. And I thought about those, that may, because you could take it off before you take your shower and then put it on.
Right.
The stickiness may last for, hopefully, for a while, or even, there's other different ideas. There's a whole lot of possibilities.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things about using these glyphs, is it necessary, is it important, or is it a good idea to douse with them, like when you're...
Oh, yeah, I've got dowsing charts in there. If you can douse, I thoroughly, and I give some brief instructions, although if a person really wants to use dowsing, I suggest getting a book on it. But I do give some brief instructions, and I would definitely try dowsing. I would give yourself this is a good time to learn. There's dowsing charts available there. And also, I wanted to point out that the glyphs work great. I did mention they work great on animals. They just do so well, and you can put them right on the... If you have a short-haired dog, I did that for a dog who had a serious problem, and I put it on the top of her crown chakra, and she tolerated it, but I put them on when they're asleep.
Yeah.
And if you're working with a long-haired dog or a cat, you may want to use a surrogate. And with a surrogate, I use a... you can just write their name on a piece of paper and then put the glyph on it. But I prefer to use like a teddy bear, a stuffed animal, or a doll.
Mm-hmm.
I think that when my dog had dementia, I used a teddy bear and put some glyphs on the crown chakra of the teddy bear. And it worked great. It worked absolutely great.
Right.
It was remarkable.
And can you use some of these glyphs for, like, energizing a space or clearing a space?
Oh, yes.
Or like for land, for example?
Right. Well, there was, you certainly could. There was one case where one woman had a cat that started urinating on her bed. And her friend came over with the glyphs, and she doused it, and she took, there was one to remove entities. And she took a glyph, five of them, one in the center of the room and one in each corner.
Mm-hmm.
And they took a picture, and on the picture they could see like dark energies in the room. After 3 days later, they took another picture. The whole room looked different, and the cat stopped urinating on the bed. And she said when she did a spiritual investigation, they said that the entities were tormenting the cat. They were terrorizing the cat.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That is so interesting that, so much is possible, you know?
Right. There's a glyph to remove implants, too. The implants, now the ones that we can't see that are people are often carrying, implants that are not for our highest good.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You've got so many things covered with these glyphs.
Oh, gosh. I tried. I had a lot of help.
And are you going to be creating more glyphs?
Yes, I'm working on book four now. Yes, I'm creating more glyphs right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You see, that's why I just can't be doing the tattoos at the same time. I can, I can easily spread myself too thin here with all this.
Absolutely. But there's more and more glyphs coming up to help us to shift into the fifth dimension, right?
Right, absolutely. As a matter of fact, what I'm working with Source, and we are reprogramming a lot of the glyphs to help to change them so they prepare us for the fifth dimension, prepare us for ascension. And one example was like for the chakras, it's the seven chakras, but it's actually going to be 12 now. But it includes all the books. As I am upgrading them, the books will automatically be upgraded.
So if I have a book that I bought last year and you're upgrading the glyphs, is it, you know, does the programming go back to all those books as well?
The programming will go with whatever is new, the new program.
Mm-hmm.
And many times it will be not any, you wouldn't notice anything. Now, the one with the 12 chakras, that's probably the most notable. But there's others where I was told by Source, just add this line into it. And it
right.
would be something to clear them for ascension, to clear them
okay.
like the meridians. I was was told to add a line to clear the meridians for ascension.
Got it. Beautiful. Thank you. Let me just. So Laura is wondering if there is a glyph for mold.
Yeah, the one for Candida that I would suggest for mold, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Also, probably the one for mildew, I would use either one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Now, if you're talking about, but if you're trying, you have a whole house full of mold, there's certainly nothing wrong with putting pages where you have a mold issue, maybe a corner of the house, or it depends upon the severity. If you have a whole basement, that might be another matter. So it depends. But I think, yes, it would definitely help with if you have a corner of the house where it's moldy and you put the Candida glyph there, it would help, but you have to resolve the source of the mold. You need to get a dehumidifier or something.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's so weird. I was in Canada in May and June, and my daughter was moving into a new apartment, and there was mold there. And I was only there in her apartment for like 2 weeks, and I did not feel good at all. And so I cleaned up the mold myself, because the owner of the house didn't do it. So I cleaned it up myself. And once I did, I felt so much clearer. But it's like, for me, it's like it's instant, you know, like it affects my system like right away when there's mold. It's like, I don't like it. So if you do have mold in your home, please, please do something about it. It's not healthy.
Right, right. Absolutely. If your home is that damp, you really want to run a dehumidifier. Or resolve, or an air conditioner or something that will keep the dampness down. But if a person does have a problem with mold and they are physically affected, I strongly suggest the use of the lung. There's a glyph for the lungs that's very effective, and that will remove bacteria and fungus and so forth that might be in the lungs.
Okay, so Jean, this is going to sound like a really weird question, okay? Really strange and weird, but like, let's, you know, I mean, obviously, I have a husband and we sleep in the same bed, so isn't it going to seem weird that I have all these pieces of papers on me all over the place?
Well, he's got to, now, I didn't have that problem when I was married. I put them all over my husband, and he was one of my guinea pigs. But maybe he's not so agreeable, but he's just going to, it depends upon how he takes it, whether he just can look at it with a certain sense of humor. But
he knows I'm weird, so he's like, okay, as long as
right.
I don't put it on him or do anything to him, he'd be like, okay, do whatever floats your boat. Right.
Now I put them on my crown chakra. I use a little hairpin or a piece of or just a little tiny piece of tape.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I have forgotten and gone out with them on my head.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we are weird. We are the weird ones.
Right. Definitely weird. My neighbors love me anyway, even though they know I'm weird.
Exactly. So was there anything else that we needed to cover today about the glyphs?
I think we touched on it all. I do strongly recommend people try that. There's a free glyph that we're offering, and it's on the website. And do try if you're not ready to go ahead and make the plunge. Go ahead and just try that one glyph, because that one for fear is absolutely amazing. And if you are sensitive to energy, it's really tremendous feeling. But if you don't feel anything, that doesn't mean it's not working. The glyphs are always working. There is always energy coming out of the glyphs.
Mm-hmm.
Always
beautiful
energy.
Let me just check last-minute questions on the Q&A. We have one from Dolores. She's asking, can this help, saying a glyph, can this help, I guess the lung one maybe, can this help with asthma conditions or any other chronic lung problems?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Absolutely. But again, this is emotional. Asthma especially, this is emotional. So they want to be working with the emotional ones. And also asthma could be caused by issues in the house, chemicals in the carpets or things. So we need to be observant and see what's going on in the house. Mm-hmm. When did it start, if it's like it was asthma? And also it's so important to eat organic food and stay away from the chemicals, because that will weaken your immune system.
Mm-hmm.
Chemicals are our enemy there. We want to watch, look at that label, try to eat close to the earth, eat the as it comes out of the earth, and try to eat organic, because chemicals will weaken your immune system and may lead to serious problems.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Good. Thank you, Doris, for that question. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many different ways that you can use the glyphs, but what I'm getting is if there's a physical problem, you know, you can use the physical glyphs, like the glyphs that relate to the physical problem, but also at the same time use the emotional glyphs as well, the ones that deal with the emotions, to heal the emotions. So if you can do maybe first heal the emotion glyph and then use the physical glyph, or both together, not just the one, right? That's what I'm getting.
Encourage them to use the emotional healing ones glyph first, but sometimes people have an issue like a glaucoma, which has been very successful for, or a heart problem or something that's really stressing them, then using one, you know, glyph that's helping with the physical things at the same time. But I was mentioning that glaucoma one. I just received, I'm divorced from my husband, but I received an email from him a couple months ago saying after 10 years, his glaucoma is still healed. He takes no medication and his pressure was normal.
Great. That's wonderful. Yeah, I love getting, you know, hearing stories like that, the feedback, you know, that it's still working, you know.
Right.
So that's beautiful. Thank you.
I do get beautiful emails. It's so heartwarming, and it makes my day every time I get one.
Of course, I totally understand that. And you know, and thank you, Jean, for, you know, bringing these glyphs out into the world that are so easy to understand, easy to use, and there are so many ways that we can use them. And you are obviously, you know, connected, you know, to source and receiving the support and information from source. So, you know, it's channeled information, you know, and it's just a matter of us doing it, just using the glyphs, you know, trying out a few, you know, don't go for the big urgent problem first, try something simple just so that, you know, you will, you know, I don't know, have some faith in it. I know faith is not necessary, but sometimes that kind of gets rid of the other stuff, you know.
So right. Let go of any skepticism or doubt or act like a dog.
Yeah, exactly. Just be like an animal and just receive.
Right,
you know?
Right.
That's
just
all
receive.
They do. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Perfect. So Thank you so much, Jean. This has been so much fun. I always learn something new, and I'm going to go back and listen to this again to for some of the stuff for myself and also, you know, for my mom, you know, and, you know, so we can, you know, help our parents, our loved ones, our friends who may not be open to it, but we can ask their souls, you know, if we can use these glyphs on them, and they do work. So thank you for that.
Right, right. Well, thank you, and I want to send my love and blessings out to everybody there.
Beautiful. Thank you. And sending you all love and blessings. Please do take a look at the special offers that are available from Dr. Jean Logan. They're available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Jean14. All right. Thank you, everyone. And until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.